Bible study. Luke 13 verses 22 through 28. Knowing Jesus versus knowing about Jesus. Introduction. In Luke chapter 13 verses 22 through 28, Jesus addresses one of the most important and uncomfortable questions anyone can ask. Lord, are there few who are saved? Verse 23. At first glance, this seems like a curiosity question about numbers, but Jesus does not answer it statistically. Instead, he turns the focus inward. His response teaches us something crucial. Don't worry about how many are saved. Worry about whether you are saved. This passage confronts a dangerous assumption that still exists today. That association with Jesus, church involvement, or religious proximity equals salvation. Jesus makes it clear. It does not. Number one, are there few who are saved? A personal question disguised as theology. When the man asks if only a few will be saved, Jesus replies, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate." Verse 24. Jesus avoids speculation and gives instruction. The word strive means to struggle, contend, or exert effort. Salvation is not accidental, inherited, or absorbed by association. Key truth: salvation is personal, not collective. You can't rely on your parents' faith. You can't rely on your church membership. You can't rely on your reputation. You can't rely on proximity to holy things. Jesus is essentially saying, don't ask how many are saved. Ask whether you've obeyed me. Modern day parallel. People today ask, isn't God loving? Won't most people make it? Does it really matter how you believe? Jesus answers all of that with one command: strive to enter. Number two, association with Jesus is not the same as belonging to Jesus. Jesus gives one of the most sobering warnings in Scripture. Many will seek to enter and will not be able. Luke 13 and 24. Then he explains why. We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. Luke 13 and 26. Notice what they say and what they don't say, what they claimed. They were around Jesus. They heard his teaching. They were familiar with him. What they never said: we trusted you. We obeyed you. We repented. We were baptized in your name. We received your spirit. We lived according to your commands. And Jesus' response is chilling. I do not know you where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Luke 13 and 27. Key truth: you can know about Jesus and still not be known by Jesus. Number three, church association doesn't mean salvation. A modern illustration. Here's a modern comparison that makes this crystal clear. Just because you attend a church does not mean you are a member of the kingdom. Sitting in a garage doesn't make you a car. Standing in a gym doesn't make you fit. Going to church doesn't make you saved. You can sing worship songs, serve in ministry, and know Christian language, be surrounded by believers, and still be outside the narrow gate. Salvation is not about being around Christ. It's about being in Christ. Number four, I don't know you. Why relationship matters. Jesus doesn't say, I don't recognize you. He says, I don't know you. Biblically, knowing implies relationship, obedience, and submission. So, how do we truly know God? Scripture gives us clear answers. Prayer, ongoing communication with God. Fasting, humbling the flesh to draw closer to Him. Repentance, confessing sins, including secret faults. Baptism in Jesus' name, putting on Christ, Galatians 3 and 27. Receiving the Holy Spirit, God dwelling inside us. These individuals in Luke 13 thought proximity was enough. Jesus makes it clear that obedience is what establishes relationship. If you love me, keep my commandments, John 14 and 15. Number five, the tragedy of familiarity without obedience. The most heartbreaking part of this passage is not rejection. It's surprise. These people genuinely believed they were saved. They assumed being around Jesus was enough. Hearing truth was enough. Association was enough. But Jesus says no. Final warning. You can be familiar with Scripture, comfortable in church, close to Christian people, and still hear the words, "Depart from me." Conclusion: examine yourself. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 28, forces every reader to ask a personal question. Do I merely associate with Jesus, or do I obey him? Salvation is not inherited. It is not assumed. It is not absorbed by environment. It is entered through a narrow gate by faith, repentance, obedience, and submission to Christ. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Jesus' message is not meant to scare, it's meant to save, and the invitation is still open today.